You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
We want to welcome you. It's always a great honor and a great privilege to bring God's word to you right here from Bloemfontein, where this revival began, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, give the Lord a praise offering. God's going to do something in this house tonight. Come on there in Pretoria, make the devil mad, give the Lord praise in the house. My question tonight is, what did you bring to church? A little spoon, a little shovel, or a big shovel? What did you bring to church tonight to work with what God is wanting to do in your life? And I want to read tonight in 2 Kings chapter 3 from verse 9. And my message tonight, make some ditches. Not some glitches. Amen, sound team. Some ditches. Because your glitch will get you in the ditch. Hallelujah. Some ditches. Bible says in verse number 9, so the king of Israel went to the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on the roundabout route 7 days, and there was no water for the army or the animals that followed them. And the king of Israel said, alas, for the Lord has called these three together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there no prophet of the Lord Yah, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, Elisha the son of Shaphat is Yah, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him, the man of God. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, what have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your fathers and the prophets of your mother. It sounds very disrespectful, but Jehoram, king of Israel, had rebelled against God. He's a king in rebellion. The nation of Israel is divided at this time. Jehoshaphat is a king that serves God. The Moabites come to attack Israel, to throw them out of their inheritance. And now Jehoram, an evil king, turns to God. And the man of God, the prophet, says, I'm going to listen to your request, not because of you, king, but because of King Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah. But the king of Israel said to him, no, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts live, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you. How's that? But now bring me a musician. An anointed musician, not a musician that clubs on a Saturday and plays in church on a Sunday. Can I have an amen? Yeah. Don't get me preaching out tonight, because we can never substitute gold for brass. It happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make the valley full of ditches. Underline that. Make the valley full of ditches. Make room for God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel the presence of God. I'm going to preach myself even into a whole nother level with God tonight. For thou says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Also you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree, and stop in every spring water, and ruin every good piece of land with stones. Now it happened in the morning, when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly, everybody say, suddenly. Come on, we serve a God of suddenlies. Amen. We serve a God of a turnaround. We serve a God that can turn your mourning into dancing, your weeping into joy. Your sorrow, come on, can be changed. Your midnight can be turned into a noonday. Tomorrow things can be different. Tonight things can be different. God is a God of suddenly. Come on, anybody that have ever experienced our God as a God of suddenly, jump to your feet and give him a praise, because you can. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm not going to be one of those cynical people that always talk about the tragedies and the mishaps and the mistakes of yesterday. I want to sit on the edge of my seat, on the edge of the boat. I want to believe that anything can happen, anything is possible. That my God is alive, that the best is yet to come. Amen. I want to be like the racehorse in the stall, chomping at the bit, ready to give it a go in the name of Jesus. Come on. This is not a generation that's going to be tired. This is not a generation that's going to retire. This is a generation that will do great things for God. And I'm talking about you tonight, young person. I'm talking to you tonight, 85-year-old. I'm talking to everybody in this place. God is alive. God's not dead. Your dreams better be alive in the name of Jesus. Say amen. It happened in the morning. Tomorrow morning, something is going to change in somebody's life. I say it prophetically. When the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by the way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. Our text verse tonight, verses 16 and 18, the Bible says, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. Make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants to help you, but you also have to help yourself. Because you serve a God of miracles. You serve a God that can do the impossible. But you also serve a God who will not do what you are supposed to do. My message tonight, make some ditches. King Jehoram is in rebellion towards God. The Moabites come to throw them out of the inheritance. And he calls the king of King Jehoshaphat and king of Edom together to stand against this king. As if this overwhelming army is not enough, he faces a drought, 7 days, no rain. They're at the brink of starvation. And they turn to the man of God. And God comes with a solution. I don't know what you are facing tonight, but I want to tell you that you serve God, our God who is a way maker, our God who is a problem solver, a God who will turn things around on your behalf. Say amen. Amen. So Jehoram calls for a prophet. Jehoram wants a miracle. But the man of God says to him, dig some ditches first. You want God to move, then you first move. You first do the possible. Now the prophet never told him how many ditches to dig. The prophet never told him how big the ditches had to be that he had to dig. I think some people have no expectation, and we know our expectation is God's invitation. You know, I'm one of those people. I grew up in South Africa. Sundays was the big day for lunch. I mean, if you know what I'm talking about, all the family came together. And I mean, you didn't just put a little bit of food on your plate. You put a whole a lot of food on your plate, a lot of meat and a lot of potato and a lot of rice, and you ate. But then you went back for a second helping. But you always kept place for the dessert. Now, I don't understand the Europeans that have these small bowls of dessert. We used to come with a papbord, porridge plate of dessert, because that was the biggest part of the meal. So I wouldn't come with a teaspoon. I would find the biggest tablespoon that you can get, because I was going to pick out, I was going to dig into the dessert, because that is the best. How many of you brought a tablespoon tonight in the name of Jesus? Don't say amen. Oh, I come to eat dessert with a tablespoon, because everybody else there sits with a little teaspoon and a little fork, and they want to be all polite. But I've learned, when I come before God, dan word ek 'n vraat. Amen. 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 Say that. Amen. I'll talk to myself. Hallelujah. So the prophet never told Jehoram how many ditches to dig. He never told him how many home cells to start, how many leaders to train. One little one over there, and a lot of little one over there, filled with excuses. One little business venture here, another little business venture there. And I mean, clearly from the Bible that you see that God expected them to do their part so God could do his part. God wanted to fill the valley with water, but they had to dig the ditches. Because I've learned, with every miracle, with every God move, there is a God part and there is a man part. You make room for God, God will move. If you come with a little shovel like this, if you serve God as a pastor this year with this expectation, that's what you're going to have. Or you can come like us here at CRC, and you're going to take a big shovel. Come on, hallelujah. I tell you what, if I could get one of those front loaders in. I would have had a front loader in ya, because that's what God wants us to do. Come on, ya. We're going to dig some ditches. Come on. We're going to dig many ditches. Come on. Come on. We're going to go plant home cells in every university. We're going to go to every school. Come on. We're going to go to every neighborhood. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, because God's waiting for his people to dig some ditches. Hallelujah. See, my dear friend, God specializes in making rain. You have to specialize in making ditches. But many people want to move of God, but they don't want to take the little steps. They don't want to put in the hard yards. They want the miracle, but they don't want to put in the effort. Because somewhere we got infused. We think it's all by grace, and it is. You are saved by grace. You are accepted by grace. You have favor with God by grace. You cannot earn your salvation. But everything you receive from God is by grace through faith. You do your part, then God will do his part. You want to be a doctor, then study the degree. Don't go play with everybody else when it's time to study. You want to build a building, then go look for the land. Come on. You want to see an explosion in your suburb, a revival of God, then train some leaders. Hallelujah. You want a business explosion, then put out some lines. Do the possible, then God will do the impossible. Remember the widow woman whose son or two sons, the creditors were coming to take away, to sell for a debt. What did Elijah say to her in 2 Kings chapter 4? He said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, do not gather just a few. I want to tell you tonight, this thing doesn't want to leave me. I have like on my iPad 100 sermons to preach, but the Holy Ghost doesn't want me to move on from this simple topic, make room for God. I believe God is shouting from the heavenlies to all of us that he's a capable God, that he's an able God, that he wants to go beyond your wildest dreams and expectations, that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. But God needs our faith. He needs our expectation. He needs us to dig some ditches. Not to pray and reflect, but to pray and do. I think many people miss the process from the promise to the palace. They have a great dream, but they refuse to dig ditches. They will not take the temp job. They will not take that which they think is beneath them. They will not show up on time when they play for the fifth team, because their dream is to play for the first team. But God says, if you will be faithful in the fifth team, you will make the fourth team. Then I'll skip you into the second team, and then you will make the first team. If you are faithful as a secretary for the salary you get, I will promote you and I will make you the manager of the secretary. And if you are faithful in being the manager in the little things, I will make you ruler over the greater things. But you've got to get out there in the world every day, and you've got to dig. Dig where no one is watching. Work hard and smart when no one is watching. So I suggest to some of you that you go gather some empty vessels and begin to pour. Gather some leaders. Gather some people around you and begin to pour the secret that God gave you. You better get busy and dig some new ditches like Isaac did. When the Philistines strived against him and they stopped up the well, what did he do? He remained proactive. He dug another well. And then when they stopped that one up, he dug another well. Whatever he dug, God blessed. Because that's the covenant you have with God. Whatever you set your hand to will be blessed. I want to tell every pastor watching tonight, whatever you set your hand to will be blessed this year. Come on, you can expand to the left and to the right. You've got to dig some ditches. Come on, you've got to make some new ways for God to move in your ministry. In Jesus' name. So put away your teaspoon and go get your shovel anointing. Hallelujah. You need to straighten your back, because the greater one lives on the inside of you. You have to make up your mind that you cannot fail, because you have a promise from the rainmaker. God who said, I will send the rain. That is a promise that we have. But God says, King Jehoram, member of CRC, you don't have to figure out how I will fill the ditches. You don't have to know how I will send the rain. You don't have to understand how I will deliver you. That's not for you to worry. I am the rainmaker. I am the blessing sender. I am the healer. I am the deliverer. All you have to do is do what you can do. then I will do what you cannot do. You dig the ditches and I will send the rain and I will fill the valley. And let me tell you, God says, it is a small matter in the sight of God. Oh, somebody better give him a praise tonight. It is a small matter for God to give you a job. It is a small matter for God to give you a promotion. It is a small matter for God to fill your church with people. But you've got to make some ditches. You've got to make some room for God. Stop complaining. Stop waiting. Stop sitting on your rusty dusty. Get your shovel and dig some ditches. Get off your breeches and dig some ditches. Get rid of your glitches, hallelujah, and dig some ditches. Too many of you are sitting on your breeches. God says, you better get up. Get some unction in your gumption. You better get up. You better get busy and get digging ditches. I know there's nothing glamorous about digging a ditch, but sometimes it's the most important thing you can do. Put in the hard yards. I meet too many young people that have big dreams and they don't want to get their hands dirty. When we build our first building, we open now, I don't know how many buildings we've built for the glory of God, if we include all the phases. Actually, in the last 30 years, we've never stopped building from Lady Brand. We're always building. Amen. Give God glory for that. Hallelujah. But this morning, people walked into that building. Everything done, air conditioning, everything done. It's like people think it just happened. But there was a day that this man, with the first building we ever built for God, had to climb in a 5-ton truck that could only drive 10 kilometers an hour and drive that truck from Lady Brand to Riverside Lodge on the border of Maseru and take one man with me with two shovels because we didn't have the money for Bosant. Yeah, you see a sand. Somebody ordered it and here it is. But there was a day that we couldn't order it. But it never stopped me. I did what I could do. I had a shovel. Come on, I knew I can bend my back and I can go get some sand. I can do the possible. There's something I can do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. First little building we ever rented in Lady Brand could seat 40 people. God filled that building. Took a lot of faith. A lot of inviting. People think things just happen. When there's momentum, it's a beautiful thing. Everybody sits and says, wow. But no momentum happens by itself. It's what happens behind the scenes that causes the momentum. So God says there's a momentum in the spirit, but I cannot break loose in your life if you don't prepare for me to work in your life. If you don't dig ditches, if you don't get off your breeches. Amen. That's nice. Amen. God wants to send rain. Where's your ditch? Are you in a ditch with that boy, that girl? God wants to take you over there and you playing over here. God didn't say get into the ditch. God said dig the ditch. Don't get into a mess in a relationship. Don't lose the anointing that God has for you. For a boy that shakes his... You better put your teaspoon away. Each one of our pastors. Stop talking about what you cannot do. Your difficulties. God said, whatever you need is a small thing. It's a small matter. For you, it's a big issue. For God, it's a small matter. For God's like... For God's like... It's like... It's like... It's like... You're going like... God says, huh? Dig a ditch. Not a ditch of depression, a ditch of expectation. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Stop thinking about what you cannot do and think about what God says you can do. Get busy. Get proactive. You want to get a degree, then study. Stop messing around at university. Don't walk in the examination room and you've not studied and say, God help. God will help according to your effort. According to your preparation. People want God to bless them, but they're not willing to take the baby steps. I want to be a billionaire. We all want to be billionaires. But nobody starts as a billionaire. You start with whatever your hand finds to do. And yeah, God comes to the king who needs a spectacular miracle. God says, King, get a shovel. Get off your high horse. Get off your heavenly mindedness. Get off your goofy. Knuckle down. Get a job. Stop talking about what is going to happen. You haven't had a job for 10 years. Get a job. Get a job. Get a good attitude. Start working. Start building. Start digging. Because there's no explosion. There's no miracle if you do not do your part. Come on, say amen in Jesus' name. They're in Cape Town. Come on, in Johannesburg. Dig a ditch. Because that ditch will lead you to God's supernatural. I know it's not what you want to hear. It's not what the king wanted to hear. He wanted a supernatural explosion. And God says, okay, I'm the rainmaker, but I need you to do something. You do the possible. You dig a ditch. You want the rain? Go get a shovel. You want the oil? Go get an empty vessel. You want the overflow? Then make room for God. You want to cross the Red Sea? That impossibility? Then don't complain, God says to Moses. You stretch forth your hand and you tell the people to go. You want Lazarus to come forth from the grave? Then you roll away the stone. With every deliverance, with every breakthrough, with every miracle, there is clearly in the Bible a God side and a man side. God chose it this way. God chose partnership. He says, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You do the possible, God will do the impossible. You dig the ditch, God will fill it. You pray, God will open the prison door. You praise, God will send a heaven invitation. You invite your friend, God will save him. But sometimes I think people think faith is putting everything back into the hands of God. No. God has done everything he's going to do. I mean, the people who know that God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. So we've only begun a CRC. I mean, opening that building in Bloemfontein North, that's not, it's just part of, it's another ditch we've dug. Amen. Hallelujah. It's another ditch. Expanding this facility is another ditch. Say this right now. Say, Jesus, I give myself back to you. I believe with all my heart that you are the Christ. You died for my sin. You rose from the grave. You are alive. Tonight, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I receive a new beginning. I receive forgiveness of all my sin. Thank you for loving me, for accepting me just as I am. I put my life in your hand. Take all of me. I'm yours. Your child, your property, forgiven, cleansed, washed. I'm a brand new person. I am a child of God. Jesus Christ, you are now my Lord and my Savior. Here I am. Take all of me. In Jesus' name, I'm born again. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.